you know, I just want to get out there and prove, you know, and show what I can do. You know, I've been working hard for a long time, and I got injured in the preseason and obviously 2 weeks ago, so it's I haven't really came out of my shell yet and really shown what I've been working so hard on. So I'm excited to get these things going, and just excited for our offense to get rolling again. I got to improve. I have so much to work on. You know, I don't think last year was anywhere, you know, potential-wise where I could be. I got a lot of work to do, and you know, I'm eager to do the work, and I'm you know, I always write down goals, and I have my personal things I write down and what I'm aiming for this year, but always got stuff to work on. It's never, you know, never, I can't get complacent with my job or where I am as a player, and it's always you know, a work in progress. That doesn't really mean much to me. You know, if you can do it twice, three, four times, it, you know, it's all about sustained success, and I think I'm not going to say anyone can make it one time, but I want to see it's something to make it another time to when people know who you are and you're still making plays and producing numbers when people, you know, you have a target on your back. Yeah, you know, anytime you get a division win against a team like the Baltimore Ravens, who's an awesome physical team, it's going to be a big deal. And some people say these games count as two sometimes. So it's an important win for us, and it's I don't know what implications it has, but we just want to take it one game at a time, and it's we got to come out there and bring our A game because it's a tough opponent. Yeah, they chipped me at the line a little more. They had a safety over the top, some backers underneath, but it's just some games go like that. You know, you don't get the balls, you don't get the looks, you don't get the, you know, what you're aiming for during the week. So it's just a matter of adjusting, and our team does well. Obviously, last time they did to me, we had other guys step up and make plays, so we'll be good. You know, you just respect him a little more. You know, what he's preaching, it's working, so it's all about respect in this league, and guys see that, and you're making plays in the fourth quarter, and you know, you're driving down the field with 2 minutes left, starting on your own 3-yard line. You know, the odds are against you, and he obviously fought through those odds, and we capitalized. It just shows you who he is. You know, he's a tough-minded guy who's going to work for what he gets, and I'm impressed. You know, he's dealt with so much, like you said, and I would never want to deal with all that attention that he's been getting, positive or negative, but he's been handling it well, and you know, we have his support, and I'm happy for him. Yeah, just the quarterback especially, you want the team to you know, have your back and respect what you're doing and respect the process, and we have his back. You can clearly tell, you know, guys are behind him and what he's doing, and you got to appreciate what he's been through and be able to fight through all the stuff he's gone through. I knew those guys could make plays. They never got the opportunities really to show what they can do, but they've both been in the league, Gary and Jim, for over 5 years each. So it's obviously they know what they're doing. You know, you're not in the league by chance. They've proven that they can make plays in big time games. And if that's the case, you know, I'm more than happy with them taking the reps and producing.